The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is March 28th, 2022. And without further ado, my co-host here on every Monday night, Mr. Ron McDonald. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here, Steve. How you doing today?
Good, good. I've been a busy weekend painting the house and keeping
inside, outside.
Yeah, keeping busy. I want to add one last thing here before we get into the news here with Ron. The quote, actual quote from President Zelensky, Ukrainian President Zelensky here, he was accusing Western leaders of being all talk. They were good to hand over resources, but only had 1% courage. That is what I call a BBS. That's a Biden bitch slap, if I've ever heard one in my life. Ungrateful, Zelensky, and we'll see how Biden handles that. The BBS, the Biden bitch slap here from Zelensky, because that really is quite arrogant to say that. I mean, he basically wants the United States to take over this war and fight Russia. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It'd be a catastrophe if it ever did. All right, this next segment I want to talk to you
about. Hunter Biden helped finance the bioweapons in Ukraine.
I think I heard that also, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, their hands are very dirty. I talked about it a little bit last night of why, Ron, did the Biden laptop, the laptop from hell, why did it resurface? Kind of interesting. It was in the hands of the FBI from day one, and now, for some reason, it's news again. Why is that?
I think Biden's popularity has gone down, so they don't care. They're not protecting him any longer.
Well, I think Biden's approval level right now, his rating is down to, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, either 24 or 22%, I heard.
Oh, wow.
I believe it was 24.
Last I heard was 40.
Oh, that was long ago. And that was padded. That was padded for sure, because I saw as low as 31%. And then for some reason it shot up, but there was nothing good that happened that would make it shoot up. So I knew that was padded. But last time I think I heard was 24% of people are very, very angry because of the cost of their groceries. The fuel bills are going up, rent's going up. The dollar is being devalued. I mean, it's just going terrible for this president here, this occupier in the White House.
But he's going to go down in history as the best president ever in the minds
of the delusional. Yes, he will. He will be the best. No doubt about it. You know, this next segment I want to talk about here, and I want to get your take on this too, because you're not experiencing any of this yet, because your grandchildren are not in sports, but they will get in sports a little later here. And then you're going to have to, if this nonsense is not settled by then, and ending, then your grandchildren may have to suffer the consequences of all this. But I want to talk about living in a world of liars and cheaters. We live in a world full of liars and cheaters. I think you would agree with that, Ron.
Definitely, I do agree with that.
We really do. And for some reason, we are so accepting of it. I don't know. You know, even when we catch politicians messing around or screwing around their wives or this and that, we seem to say, well, they all do it. How many times have I ever heard people say that? They all do it. What do you mean they all do it? They're all corrupt? Well, yeah, but there's a certain amount of criminality that we accept for some reason. Some people do. I do not, personally. But we've seen the fraud, the corruption with our voting. We see it in our sports with enhancement drugs. We see it on Wall Street with insider trading. We see it with people cheating on their wives, their spouse. We live in a liar's cheater's world. God, they even have a show on TV, Ron. It's a reality show called Cheaters.
Oh, yes, yes.
They follow it. People around. They said, oh, we got him busted now. And then they show the video to the wife, and here's your husband and cheating on you. I mean, it's total trash TV. That's pretty sad, our commentary of what we watch on TV. But that actually tells you who the people are, too, today, the quality of people that are watching these TV shows, these reality shows. But just recently, the reason I'm talking about this now, the cheaters and liars in our society, we're getting used to it, is because my wife came home the other day, and they've been having some issues with an employee in their office that is just not cutting it. She never cut it from day one. For some reason, she got beyond the 90-day probation period, and they finally said, she's not doing really good on that, not good at this, not good at this. We'll put her on this job here. And they allowed her to go on for 6 months. And they finally all came to agreement, said, geez, we made a huge mistake. I think it was the pride of the person that actually hired her. It was so embarrassed at the mistake she'd made of hiring this woman that she couldn't admit it and saying, we got to get rid of her. So they found out a way to get rid of her without any kind of lawsuits. They said, our census is down and we just don't have the work for you. Now she's per diem anyway. So now she's just history. She's gone. Bye-bye. Should have been before the 90 days. Probably within the first 30 days, probably should have gone bye-bye. Now, I've seen resumes. I've been a boss where I've seen resumes. And I've seen resumes padded. And there's a lot of padding going on in resumes these days. I kid you not. People claiming to have skill sets that they do not have. But it is the job of the interviewer to decipher the truth from the false. And a good interviewer going through a proper interview will be able to discover the lies, the padding in the resume. Now, this woman said she claimed to do everything. Oh, I've done that. I've done that. I've done that. I've done that. What should have tipped off the interviewer, the boss, that was looking at maybe possibly hiring her, is the track record of how many jobs and how many years. Well, you didn't stay any job very long, did you? Red flag. Ask these questions, follow-up questions. Why did you stay? Why did you leave? And then give a scenario situation here. How would you handle this? What would you do? And you find out quickly that people that claim to have skills, they don't have the skills. They lied. They padded their resume. Which is then bringing me to other sports legends that were caught cheating. And they got a little smacked here and there. Of course, they still made a lot of cash before they got caught cheating. But look at Lance Armstrong. 7 Tour de France's in a row. What's the odds of that happening? What do you think, Ron? What's the odds of winning 7 Tour de France's in a row?
It's almost impossible. I would have to say that's impossible.
What would the odds be for a college team to win the national championships in basketball 7 times?
Impossible.
And the Green Bay Packers, if they were to win the Super Bowl 7 times in a row?
No.
Impossible. Exactly. And I knew right from the very beginning, wait a minute here, I started thinking about it. I was working at the hospital, and people are saying, he's won. He won again. I said, he didn't win it legit. There's something fishy here. Of course, I'm called the conspiracy theory, but I'm using common sense here and critical thinking. And so what else can you do 7 times in a row? Something's fishy here. Now we got to figure it out. The first thing I came up with was they were blood doping. They were taking blood, and they later on give you the blood. And so at the higher altitude, you'd have more oxygen carrying capacity because you have a higher volume. That's one way to cheat. You can also take a medication called Epogen, which boosts your red blood cell production through the bone marrow, and they could do it that way. Then number 3, I said to myself, it's either 1, 2, 3, or maybe it's all. But definitely number 3 could work. If you have a lot of money, you can buy people. You buy off the lab. you buy off the lab technicians who are doing the checking, you know, the chemistries on your blood to find out if you have any illegal drugs, enhancement drugs. You buy off the lab. Pretty simple thing to do. But nobody thought about that. But that's exactly what actually happened. He was buying off the lab. So he got caught 7 times. He already made his millions and millions of his endorsements and everything. So he left the game in shame. Now he has an asterisk by his name. It's been taken away from him. All those, I think they took all 7 away of his Tour de France's away. But we live in a world of cheaters and liars, and for some reason we are becoming immune to it. We're accepting of it, and it just goes away. I mean, a lot of people probably don't even remember the Lance Armstrong situation here that I just refreshed your memory. Oh, yeah, 7 times in a row? That's impossible. Yeah, that's what I said. It's impossible to win 7 in a row. Which leads me into this next segment, Ron, I want to talk to you about. I call it the slow death of women's sports.
I knew you were going there.
Yes, you did. The slow death of women's sports. And it took this year to bring attention to the slow death of women's sports by the woke generation telling us that a woman can say to herself, I feel I'm a man, I'm going to feel like a woman, and I'm going to compete as a woman. And nobody would challenge. The NCAA would not challenge that. And I had a problem with that. My sister, I don't know if you know my track record, our family history. My sister was an Olympian. Stephanie Elkins made the 1980 Olympics, Olympic swim team in 1980, which was boycotted. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. My father will never forgive you. And so all that hard work went down the drain. And she ended up getting a scholarship and going to Stanford, graduated with honors, swam for the team there. She held a world record and an American record in freestyle distance, 200 and 500. And so now when I see what's going on here now, I'm disappointed. As far as I can tell, I only found one Olympian who's come out against this Leah Thomas, whose real name is William Thomas. And that's somebody else I swam with back in Jacksonville, Florida, for the Amberjacks, called Nancy Hogshead. She's now an attorney. I'm looking at getting her on the show and talking about this because she's fighting it hard, and I like it. I think we all need to fight this hard. I think it's about time we tell the NCAA, you're done. You're done here. Dismantle them and get another NCAA that actually cares and supports women athletes. I'm tired of this nonsense of a man deciding he can be a woman and compete and smash records. And if we complain and we say something about it, they come after us. You know, you're not nice. You're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. Whatever label they want to label on me, go for it. If that's what you want to do, go for it. But I do know right and I do know wrong. And I know fairness. And this is a very unfair practice. So I thought to myself, how did this all happen? Well, I'll tell you how it all happened, Ron. It goes back much farther than this Leah Thomas situation. It actually goes back to the Supreme Court, and it goes back to a tennis player that was known as Richard Raskin. Does that sound familiar, Ron?
Kind of, yeah, it does.
Well, Richard Raskin decided to he'd been playing tennis for the Navy. He'd been playing on, I think, the team of Yale as a male player. Decided he wanted to have the surgery, reconstructive surgery, to become a woman. Later on, changed his name to Rene Richards. Now, that name probably rings a bell now. Rene Richards. Ron?
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to continue. I'm agreeing with you by silence.
Rene Richards. And so he wanted to play in the U.S. Open. She wanted to play in the U.S. Open in 1976. Went to the New York courts. The New York courts said favored. Voted in favor of her. Took it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said no, because she would or he would not take this chromosome test, hormone test. Refused to take it. They said no. Mm-mm. You're a man dressing as a woman. You have an advantage, and no, you're not going to compete. Well, later on, it changed. It was overturned. The Supreme Court actually voted in favor and allowed him to compete in the U.S. Open back in 1977. Never got beyond a third round, but the point being is these wheels were set in motion long, long ago before this Leah Thompson, this William Thomas, came on the scene here. Now, I want to talk about a little bit of biology here, something that Kamanji Brown Jackson evidently doesn't know anything about biology. I'm not a biologist. But there's a lot of advantages of a man, even though he's taking hormones and his testicles are probably now like little raisins. And his penis is probably not, you probably can't find it hardly. So that still doesn't mean much anything because he still has some other vital capacity things here that's going to give him an advantage in competing with females. First, I want to say is that testosterone is still there. The muscular formation, the strength of a man who says, now I'm a woman with taking hormones, is still there. That doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. A man's heart is bigger than a woman's heart, believe it or not. It's bigger than a woman's heart, which means the chambers of the heart are bigger than a woman's heart, which means it holds more blood and pumps more blood through the body, carrying oxygen to the muscles and tissues. They have larger lungs. Men have larger lungs than women. They have a bigger vital capacity. So when you factor all this in the sprints and in the endurance races, this man who wants to compete as a woman clearly has an advantage, a big advantage. And that's not right. If they want to have their own transgender sports, go for it. Have a nut. Or have a nut. That's what you want, go for it. But this is the slow death of women's sports if we don't put our foot down now and stop this now. It's ridiculous. And, here's a question for you, Ron. If we want to, the woke probably have never asked this question here. I would love to ask them this question because they say, oh, no, you can, for some reason, you can pick your sex. You can't. You can pick your religion. You can't pick your gender. And you just can't do that. Can't pick your race. This is a mental disorder. 20 years ago, we would call this a mental disorder. And we would be justified in saying, so this is a mental disorder. You have a problem. You're a male, and you say you're female, but you're a male, and you have all the characteristics of a male. You have a problem. You probably should go see a psychiatrist. But if let's get hypothetical here, Ron. If William Leah Thomas, he goes by Leah now, if Leah Thomas decided to go to the beach and go topless, would anybody question that? Would anybody say that's illegal? You're a woman. You're topless. Would Leah be prosecuted for going topless on a beach?
No, I assume he hasn't gotten breast implants or anything.
But he's a woman. I know lots of flat women, Ron.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
I know lots of flat women, which reminds me of that Saturday Night Live bit with Bill Murray playing Todd, Lisa Loebner. Talking about you need some Band-Aids on those mosquito bites. I've seen flat yes. women on the beach.
Yeah, true.
Would anybody have the guts and the courage to say you're claiming to be a female and now you're topless on the beach and therefore that's wrong, it's illegal, we're going to prosecute you? No, they're not going to do that. Everything is on their terms. On their terms. Well, our governor down here in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, came out the other day and declared the true winner of that 500 freestyle at the NCAA championships was a Sarasota native by the name of Emma Wyatt. She was touched out by about 1.75 seconds. He declared that she was the true woman's champion of the 500 freestyle. Kudos to Ron DeSantis for having the guts to see. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's trouble on the street tonight, I could feel it in my bones. I had a premonition that he should not go alone. I knew the gun was loaded, but I didn't think he'd kill. Everything exploded and the blood began to spill. So baby, here's your ticket, with the suitcase in your hand. Here's a little money, now do it just the way we planned. You'll be cool for 20 hours and I'll pay you 20 grand.
We are back. We're talking about unfair practice advantage here. Men competing as women here. I have a serious issue with this. And I'd like to see more Olympians, past Olympians, come forward. It's amazing. Bruce Jenner, as liberal as Bruce Jenner, which is what Caitlyn Jenner now,
right,
is now coming out and saying this is unfair. Which is interesting because if you look at the timetable, Ron, and this whole thing, you had Bruce Jenner, the Olympic decathlon winner in 1976, setting all kinds of records. Of course, he was macho then, you know, he won all these medals and the most in history for the decathlon. And then later on, he changes his gender here to go female, which he still knows he's male. Because if he felt he was changed 100% and a female, he wouldn't have come out with his new viewpoint on this, to saying this is an unfair practice. This Leah Thomas is William Thomas, and it's not fair to have him compete. And I've mentioned the biological reasons why: the heart, the lungs, the testosterone, the musculature. The guy towers at 6'2" over these little girls. It's amazing. The arm reach, everything is all beneficial to this person who says he's a woman when he's actually a man. He's ruining sports. Now, he's left swimming. He's done. He lived as a male for 20 years, and then for a little over 1 year, decided to become a female and swim in female sports and smash the records or whatever he was going to do. I don't know why this carried and why the NCAA did not, Ron, at that time, saying, no, you can't do this. I don't know what's happened with our rule of law, our courts, all these agencies that are to be holding to a certain rule set and criteria for participation, had decided altogether, we can't challenge this, Ron. We can't challenge this. We're going to allow this guy to compete as a woman, and there's nothing we can say about it.
You're basically going around the issue, and the issue is you, in our society, we now convert facts.
Yeah.
We can't do it in law, but now we are doing it in law. We're saying that if you believe an orange is an apple, it becomes an apple to you.
Right.
And that's the essence of law, is facts.
Well, I agree. Facts. And now we're dealing everything now, or basing everything now, on emotion and feelings.
Right.
It's amazing. But I don't want to hurt their feelings, you know.
Now, I don't care what this guy, I don't care if he wants to be a woman or not, but it's the issue of be a woman, but don't push yourself into a jurisdiction you're not naturally prone to, you know, where your body doesn't fit in.
Yeah, I said, like I said, 20 years ago, or maybe longer than that, it was known as a mental issue,
yeah.
You know, a mental disorder. I'm sure it was in the DSM somewhere. I haven't looked at the DSM in a long time ago as far as diagnostics for psychiatric disorders, but I'm sure it's probably changed like everything else has changed now, and it's not a disorder, but it is a disorder. It is a disorder. There's a problem if you don't recognize and understand your own anatomy, your own biology, and you think elsewise, then there's something really definitely wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. You definitely need some treatment, whether it's medications or psychotherapy or something. But it's nice that Ron DeSantis, you know, righted a wrong, essentially, in this situation,
yeah.
Even though the NCAA will not change the results. They should. Maybe it'll take a court case to do so, but we shouldn't even be here. That's what the part I'm trying to make is cheating and liars are allowed. And now that we question these things, we're the ones that are the bad guys doing so. What happened to the common sense? What happened to the critical thinking? And this one's a common sense one here. You know, if we lower the bar on acceptability here, in this case, it will definitely domino effect to another sport. And next thing you know, you have really no competition anymore. I mean, what's the purpose, Ron, for the girls to go jump up on the blocks and swim against a man when everything is stacked against them? What's the new number one is going number two, I guess. He's coming in second place.
Yeah. No, there is, yeah. Well, we live in a crazy world, Steve. There's, you know, when you can call this guy whatever you want to call him, but he'll never be a woman.
No, he'll never
be a woman. It's just unnatural.
Exactly, it is. No fallopian tubes, no cervix, no vagina. You can't have children. No, you're not gonna. It's not gonna happen. You know, I don't care what you say. You think you are. You're not. And to me, it's just another mental disorder here. But the question, Ron, I'd ask you is, where are the women's libbers on this situation, on this case? Where are the women's libbers protecting women's rights? True women. Where are they?
No answer for that.
They're absent. They're gone.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this topic when we come back. Short commercial break now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back. We're talking about the unfair practice of males competing as females here. Actually, I want to go back to something even a little bit further back than the Richard Raskin, the Renee Richards case here of playing tennis, playing females tennis when he was a male. It's actually going back to the year 1973. Ron, you probably remember this, Aaron. It was made big time hype. It was definitely plugged. It was called the Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the Houston Astrodome, September 20th, 1973. Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs. King won the two sets, 6-2, 6-1. Riggs, an old man at the age of 55 years old, and King being 30 years old, pretty much in the prime of her life. She'd retired from professional tennis back in 1983. So it really was no contest. But they kind of use these situations here to pave the way for where we are today with this whole Leah Thomas situation. It's hard to believe that we are where we are today, Ron. I've always believed that fairness matters, and the very idea that this person pawned himself off and that it was accepted and the NCAA did nothing and allowed him to participate as a female and break records and nullify and undo the hard work of other real females, it really bothers me. Like I said, my sister being an Olympic swimmer, I wonder how she would think about this. I know how Nancy Hogshead feels about it. I mean, she's very active, but there needs to be more an outroar from the Olympic community here, past Olympians, to say this is not right. I worked under a certain set of rules here, and now you're just chucking all the rules. I got a meme over the weekend of a motorcyclist. It was a little parody thing here. A motorcyclist, a cyclist who 65 races, he lost them all. He was terrible. He was a terrible cyclist. So he retooled, went back to his shop, retooled, came back into the cycling world to race again, except he now was riding a motorcycle, which identifies as a cycle, a bicycle. So he was breezing by the bicyclists, and he was winning stages after stages and winning all these trophies for cycling when he was riding a motorcycle. Kind of the same situation here. I identify as this. And so you look back in history here, and where we are today is not surprising because of the Billie Jean King, the Renee Richards situation here. We've just taken it to a much higher level now of cheating. And it's not acceptable. This guy evidently wanted some attention. He got his attention. I don't think he was a star. I would never think of him that way. And the sad part about it was that the young girls were told to keep their mouths shut or lose their scholarships. I am very bothered by that. I do believe in freedom of speech, your First Amendment rights to speak out if you want to. They would have been right to do so, but they lose their education money and are kicked out of school, essentially, here, or canceled. I have a serious issue with that.
You know, to bring to light how far off this guy is, when he was swimming against men, he came in 554th.
Yeah. Yes, right.
So, I mean, that's
actually, you a lot. I talked about his times, and I got it here. He won the 500 freestyle in 533.24. Now, let me tell you, in the state of Indiana, which has the national record, I still believe, is there was a senior at Carmel High School. It was one of our competitive schools that I swam against. He went, I can't tell you his name, but he went 514. He's a high school senior. He went 514. The world record is like 506. So you're right. This guy could not compete. He was in the 400 to 500 range in his own class in men's swimming. He could not compete as a male swimmer. But he could compete as a female and win because of his clear advantage of his anatomy, his heart, his lungs, his testosterone. These are bizarre times, Ron, how this ever got bias and how this was allowed. And there are people now writing the NCAA talking about this can't happen. There's talk about dismantling the NCAAs. I think that should happen anyway. Kind of treat them like you do the school boards that are bringing on the CRT and everything else. Get rid of them. This should have never happened. Common sense should have prevailed. This was an unfair practice, and fairness matters. Fairness always matters. Let's go to the phone, take some calls here, Ron. Let's talk to Sherry in Kansas. Welcome, Sherry.
Steve. Hi, Ron. You prompted me to, now I only have old law dictionaries. This is in my Black 6, which is like 1957. Female, the sex that conceives and gives birth to young. So, and then in the 1828 Webster's, it basically is the same thing. Let's see. Among animals, one sex which conceives and brings forth young. So, you know how they changed the definition of vaccine? What do you want to bet they've now changed the definition of female in dictionaries?
Well, I think this Kamanji Brown Jackson told us that, didn't she tell us that? She's waiting for the courts to tell us what a male and what a female is and when is life. Yeah.
Oh, you mean that lady that wants that they're trying,
the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court nominee. Right.
Yeah, I wish somebody would have asked her, well, what does it mean to you to be a woman?
She dodged it. She dodged it.
Yeah.
She totally dodged that question. She's waiting for the courts to determine that.
Well, I just hope parents will, you know, any school that allows a man to be in a woman's locker room, I hope the parents just pull their children out.
I agree.
Your girls.
You know what I would have liked to seen, Sherry? I would have liked to seen the girls protest. I would have been vocal on this one here. Take away my scholarship. I don't really care. I don't want to go to school anyway if you're going to treat me this way. I do know fairness. I know what male and female is, and this is unfair practice right here, unfair advantage. I would have been very vocal, and I also would have united a bunch of other swimmers, got us all together here, and said, here's what we're going to do. Matter of fact, by the way, at the awards ceremony, when he stood up on the blocks, he got booed and heckled, and number two, Emma from Sarasota, got the cheers big time. So no matter what he thinks he won, it's fair. It's not fair, but number two actually deserved the win. But what I would have done as a female, I would have organized the other girls. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a stand on yours. We're going to make history today. We are going to make history here because everybody is, the media is here, the liberal media is here. They're filming this event here because they want this. They love this kind of stuff. They're the network of low morality. They love this stuff. So what I would tell the other seven girls, let's all climb up on the blocks and then we step off and we go back on our teams, our sides, and sit on the side on the bench, and we don't participate. You send a clear message. You want to swim by yourself, swim by yourself. There's no point in swimming against a man when you have no chance whatsoever. I would have done that, and I probably would have been expelled from school. That's me, though. Ron, I was always a risk taker when it came down to supporting my ideas. I was talking earlier in the first hour. I found myself at the principal's office an awful lot. I may have had a record. I don't know if they actually take records of who actually got sent to the principal's office the most, but I'm sure in the top five.
Wow.
And I wear that with honor. I wear that badge with honor because I questioned everything. And Ron, we have to question everything pretty much.
Give us for instance, Steve.
On the sent to the principal's office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's
one.
Stuff?
Mr. Simmons, my sixth grade science teacher. We were talking about ducks and bullfrogs. We were actually getting ready to dissect the bullfrog. And so we were all dissecting our bullfrogs and we're learning the anatomy and everything. And he was giving us a little lecture about bullfrogs, how a bullfrog could swallow a baby duck. Well, I didn't buy that. I said, oh, come on. Oh, come on. He blew up. His face turned red. He got very angry at me. He says, don't you ever question me. I said, how could that be? He said, go to the office right now. Don't ever question me in front of a class like that. Basically saying I called him a liar. So I got sent to the principal's office, and an hour later, he shows up after class. And he's telling me that I stood up to him. I, in so many words, insulted him, questioned him, insulted him on the rationale he gave us. He didn't give us rationale. He just told us a statement that a bullfrog could swallow and feeds on baby ducks. And I questioned. I couldn't believe it.
He's making it sound like all adult bullfrogs could do that. Yeah. I could see maybe a big one doing it, but, you know.
Yeah, well, what he said was later on, and he gave a rationale later on. Why didn't you give me that rationale in the classroom? You know, you could have told everybody here, because I think we were all kind of scratching our head on that one, saying, really? A bullfrog could swallow a baby duck? And he said, because they're all fur. There's not much to them. Well, that's all you had to say. I might have bought that and said, okay, I got it. All right, now you're making some sense here. I guess maybe they are all, they're just all fluff, and maybe that's possible. But the way he treated me and sent me to the principal's office that one time was, I don't know, I was the target of a lot of teachers over the years as a kid. I grew up, I had a brother who got in some trouble too. He got in trouble. I think he questioned too. Maybe that's why he questioned things. And when I came into classrooms and I sat down, they did roll call and they said, "Oh, you're Steve Elkins. Do you have a brother named Gary?" I said, "Yeah." "Oh, I want you to sit right up here in the front." And so immediately I got blackballed and I had to sit in front of the class because I don't know what my brother had done in the past, but I now had to sit in the front. So I was already labeled this guy that was a potential troublemaker, probably because he questions.
Yeah, you had a target on your back.
That's my story.
Hey, okay, Sherry, thanks for the call. That's all I had.
Got it. Thanks. Got to move on here. Let's do a speed round here. Mike, let's cancel this next break. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Yeah,
oh, we lost James.
Good afternoon.
Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, we got James? We got James back. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, the reason they're doing this is to confound and confuse society. And it's coming from, again, the deep state. I would imagine it's the Central Intelligence Agency. And they're getting financing for it. And you can only guess where that comes from.
Sure.
This is all done to confuse society, make us not pay attention to what's really going on in the world. And they've been doing it for decades. The hippies back in L.A. and San Francisco, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Out of Lookout Mountain Air Force Base. So they'll be cooking up something soon to make some other issue. They had the women's rights in the 1970s and stuff like that. So,
whatever happened to them? Whatever happened to them, Jay? What happened to the women's liberals? How come they didn't speak up on this one?
Well, Gloria Steinem was working for the Central Intelligence Agency. And she's been phased out, and now they're doing this. And it's like going to a show like Barnum and Bailey. You get everybody's attention. You start a fire on purpose. You started the fire, so everyone's there looking at it, you see. That's how these guys operate. So, you know, it's like, what do they call it, flavor of the week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep changing those flavors and keep those people guessing. You see? They don't want you to think for yourself, is what you're saying. They don't want you to have critical thinking. Okay. I'll let you go.
All right, James. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, do you have your notes?
Hi, Steve.
Do you have your notes ready for you? Do you have your notes?
I'm a one subject person.
Okay, but one subject. Okay. What's on your mind?
Right.
What's on your mind?
I tell you what the women are doing now. They're out marching to kill the babies. We got rid of that Wendy Davis that is standing over there breaking all the rules down there in Austin with her TCU helmet on and her little pink tennis shoes, filibustering for abortion and making fun of the governor because he's in a wheelchair. Stand with Wendy, she called it.
Yeah.
We've come a long way to lose Texas right now. I hate it. But you know what? We talk about the, and we should, about other states wanting to give the clot shot to babies and children under five and how, you know, the sinus is way ahead of us over there. But the point, and we're doing okay on bringing up the abortion issue, and I do believe that we should not be running down Amy Comey Barrett. I believe we're going to get... We're gonna lose the right to kill your baby. See, right now we try to count how many people are dying from the clot shot, right? But we don't care that 3,000 babies a day are being killed.
I don't say we don't care because I care.
Well, wait a minute, let me finish. It's even more than that because now they have I found out almost 30 years ago, but I did not know they were using this all the time now. It's called mifepristone, and it was only to be used for people with terminal cancer. And they're using it to kill babies, and they don't have to keep a record of it or nothing. and it comes in the mail. It's called RU486. Remember, the 86 means a newspaper ad. Cut it out of the newspaper. Cut it out of the newspaper. Are you for cutting it out? And we have no idea how many babies a day are being killed. So I think that we really need to be right in the Supreme Court and talking about it. And also, too, I mean, I really think we're going to get it, but maybe it's because I think maybe somebody would do something about it. But that lady is not going to make it if we were right, you know, the congressman and all that, and say, do you think she's going to be for abortion? Yes, she will be. We don't need that. So what are you going to do about it? Do you want to be reelected?
Week ago, I talked about this. I talked about this about a week ago. And I said, isn't it sad that we have to even talk about this issue because of people that are not responsible? Isn't that sad that we have to talk about abortion because people are irresponsible, not accountable for their actions? Isn't that sad?
Well, it is so bad that we feel kind of blessed when they don't want to kill them at the age of two. I mean, that's the way we're headed. That's the way this country's headed. Yeah. So if we don't do something,
Ron, let's hear your view on that one.
Well, I see it not as abortion, but as human sacrifice. The Aztecs are alive and running the country.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. And you think God's going to have any mercy on us?
Well, don't say us. On those who do the act, don't put me in that category because I'm not for that. Ron's not for that either, I'm sure.
No, I'm not. I'm not for that.
I talked about this last week about responsibility, accountability. There are so many different birth control devices out there. There's no excuse. And if you don't have the money, you can go to Planned Parenthood, and they'll give it to you, for God's sakes. So there's no reason to not take any kind of precaution. That's just lazy. That's lazy.
No. For years, Planned Parenthood has bragged that they have actually given people birth control pills that don't work, so they have to come back and get an abortion. They are the number one abortion provider. Listen, Steve, let me tell you something you don't know.
I had a girlfriend that was pretty active, and she never got pregnant, so I think she got some good ones.
They are the number one.
I think your pills worked.
Listen, all you have to do is tell the Lord you don't want one, and then if he gives you one, thank God it changed your life. I just read a story like that. This lady, she worked for the Lord so hard. She found she was pregnant. She said, how can I work for you, Lord? And she said, that baby has been the biggest blessing she's ever had. He said that baby would take her hand on her face and cup it and say, Mommy, don't worry. You're here.
All right, Pat. Thanks for your call. Appreciate
it. But let me tell you something else. You don't know.
Hurry up. We're almost out of time here.
Okay. Bye.
I think I angered her. I think I got her mad. Ron.
I think you did.
I didn't mean to do that. I don't know how we get on these subjects here. We were talking. We were talking about Leah Thomas' unfair practice here, and we get into abortion again. I don't know how this happens.
Pat has a backbone. I'm surprised she didn't demand her time be expanded.
I always get attacked with these abortion things. I don't know why. Let's go after Steve on abortion. I don't condone it, okay? I don't condone it. These are terrible things to happen. And I talk about being responsible and accountable, and there's plenty of options out there. Why are we even discussing it? We're discussing it because of irresponsible people. That's the problem. The people are the problem who don't take precaution. I have a problem with them, big time.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping to get into this, the United States canceling Russians, Ron, and taking away these big mega yachts and all this money and stuff from them and freezing all their accounts. Judge Napolitano was on a couple days ago talking about these are Fourth and Fifth Amendment violations. And he's absolutely correct. And I'm not sure how they're getting away with this, Ron. Maybe real quick here on as far as I guess our Constitution has no validity in international waters, correct?
correct.
That's exactly what's happening then. I was wondering how they could just take somebody's vessel and say, well, we're going to hold it, and you now have to go to the international courts and make your case that you're not a criminal. Where is the due process here? You make an accusation, you charge somebody, you prosecute them, and none of that's happened. None of that's happened. We're just taking your stuff because you're Russian, and we believe you have influence with Vladimir Putin, so we have the right to take everything you have. It's amazing. Well, this is exactly why we have so many people hating us in this country, Ron. With governments who act like this, is why we have terrorism. This is fuel for terrorism right here.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, we've destroyed every country we've gone into.
We have.
We've destroyed their economy, and we usually destroy their history at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we're destroying ours right now, tearing down statues, Confederacy, everything. We're ruining our existence here. Our own identity here of who we are as Americans is being erased. It's sad. It's sad. It really is. And I heard just a couple of days ago that Kristi Noem of North Dakota there, that Biden has canceled the 4th of July fireworks at Mount Rushmore again.
Yep.
Why? Why would he do that? What's rational? What a good excuse could you give for canceling the 4th of July fireworks at Mount Rushmore? What reason could you give?
He's a good patriot. We all know that.
I don't know. Nobody's challenging him. That's the problem, Ron. Nobody challenges him. It's like, at one time I remember I said to my father, I'd like to go on into journalism school to be a journalist. And my father said, they'll kill you. They'll eat you alive. You're just too damn honest. And you ask too many questions, and they don't want that. You know, there's somebody telling you what you can and cannot say, and that's not a job for you. He's right. It's not a job for you.
I couldn't do that myself. Yeah.
Well, I've had issues even as a nurse challenging doctors. And I've done it always for the right, because the patient, I'm a patient advocate. I'm not going to carry out something I know can harm my patient. I tell a doctor, nope, that's a bad idea. And here's the case I'm making for you right now. It's a bad idea because of this, this, and this. And I'm not going to carry it out. If you want to carry it out, go ahead and do it. I'm not going to. And then they call for my supervisor, and they call for the house supervisor and the director of nursing at the hospital, and I want this man fired. He would not follow my orders. Well, no, I'm not going to cause harm to a person. I'm not going to cause harm. I'll see you in court.
How much authority do you have when it comes to an issue like that?
I have all the authority in the world. As a patient advocate, yes or no, I do not have to do it. If they want to do it, they can do it. Good position to be in. But you have to exercise it, too. All right, there, here the music. That completes our show tonight. Back again on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. Thank you, Pat, in Fort Worth. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. Good night.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.